something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
From across the world, places far and wide, you are now tuned in to Wandering Rhythms. That's right, 2 hours of music made by humans from many, many distant
far off
places.
And corners, cut the guy out.
That's old me. This is the real me in Technicolor, out of breath fashion. And yeah, you got 2 hours of music from across the planet coming up. This is a very important day in Canada. You know what day it is, Chris?
Election day.
Election day for all the people of voting age and, well, Canadian citizens. Unfortunately, not everybody can vote, but yes, it's an important day. If you haven't done so, I'm sure you've heard it 10,000 times. So yeah, hit those polls. Whew, Chris.
What's up?
Are you in the voting category?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I'm being only a permanent resident, but I am very excited to be here in Canada in the studio on this very day.
It's a historic day.
Historic day. History in the making.
Yes, it is a day when, you know, the wacky Canadian, I'm sure you know all about it, the wacky Canadian system, when the majority of people would like a change in leadership, and yet they're still...
A tug of war.
Uncertainty as to the finality. And yeah, it's going to be a close one. I'm going to start with a song from an Ottawa band, the nation's capital, a very political band, and I thought pretty appropriate way to start the show. And a very funky band specializing in many Caribbean rhythms.
Is it Mingwa?
No, it's not. It is the Soul Jazz Orchestra. And I'm going to play a track from their new album, Resistance. This is Greet the Dawn. It's about a new way, a new world. Greet the Dawn, my friends. This is Wandering Rhythms. In an hour from now, we're traveling to Azerbaijan.
CGSF 90.1 FM.
Today, 'cause if you kick a dog long enough, then
Existence is a slight mission, moving the courses, changing the vision, adjusting through the weather, reaction, see the cerebrum, how fast and fast, and every thought is a different action, floating into magic, another flow of madness, just like a cloud stable with the wind, the traveler, the process, the continuation, the move, the traveler, the process, and continuation, the move, the traveler, the process, and continuation, the move. I'm a traveling man, moving through space and time most definitely. Since I was a little bush baby, had to jump back and pinch myself. Timeless cuteness, never had to convince myself. The good ship dreamboat from the days of nuclear subs to the Ricky the Dragon steamboats. It's a whole nother kind of craft. Bend space like quantum physics, simplified down to basic math. Not the basic cable path. I fly sorties to the 40s, build with the shorties. Don't let them see the ship or they will say, ooh, lordy. Careful not to let any reporter record me. I'm on the case, shining light on the truth like a bright idea. Disappear like I was never here. An icon amongst ions that have no fear. When I appear in your clear blue ionosphere. The traveler, the process and continuation of the moon. The traveler, the process and continuation of the moon. Breaking it down to another groove. Dialect, formatted, detached, reattached, syncopated formats. The process of the messenger, ease into another zone. Like a walkthrough, a polygonic. Time traveler, time traveler. Continuation. Time traveler.
sounds of String right here on Wandering Rhythms, brand new Canadian Indian hybrid music, and that was the title track from their brand new album Subcontinental Drift. The Sultans of String, mostly instrumental band based in Toronto, Canadians and Indians, and this album features master sitar player Anwar Khurshid, who performed on the movie Life of Pi soundtrack and in the movie. So yes, very cool stuff. And yeah, they've won a number of awards in Canada, so one of the top fusion bands in this here country, Sultans of String. And before that, you heard some hip-hop, also new music, vastly different, the luminary American indie hip-hop MC Cool Keith, Cool with a K, and his new production partner L'Orange. I don't think he's French, but his name is French. It's the word orange in French, clearly. And yeah, that's from their new album, Time Astonishing. And that track featured J-Live, another classic MC. The track was Traveler. So an album about time travel. And can't think of a better subject for a hip-hop record in 2015, living in the future. So it started off the program with the Soul Jazz Orchestra from Ottawa, Ontario, and they're sort of a little bit more Afrobeat in the past, but now that album's very much Caribbean and trying to bring kind of underheard styles of music like compa music from Haiti and calypso and other styles from across the smaller islands of the Caribbean. And yeah, their new record, Resistance, the track I played was Greet the Dawn. Yes, and the dawning, perhaps, of a new political leader here in Canada. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but yeah, today is a super important day, and if you haven't had a chance to vote yet, well, the stations here in British Columbia are open until 7 p.m., and if you want change in our country, sometimes it's hard to see what one party does differently than another, but yeah, needless to say, a lot of people are hoping for change. And if you're interested in being a part of that movement, there's a website called Vote Together, votetogether.ca. And it tells you what the best chance, regardless of the party, the best chance of making a change in this country. So votetogether.ca, I'd encourage you, if you don't know too much about the candidates, to check out that website there. And it's based on where you're living and tells you what the best hope of winning for that riding. So anyways, that's my little political spiel there. And this is Wandering Rhythms, by the way. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from a small mountain in Burnaby, also called Burnaby. And next, well, you're going to hear a little piece of progressive rock from a country named Greece. And Greek progressive rock, not as well known as Italian progressive rock, perhaps, but, well, it kind of is, actually. There's a band called Aphrodite's Child, and then you got Vangelis, so there's some big heavyweights. But this band from the 70s, the glory days of Prague, not so well known. They're called Akritas, and this is an album from 1972, and in English, the song would be called Look Both Horse and Green. Perhaps a little something lost in that translation. Nonetheless, some very classic prog rock elements, some amazing sounding guitars, organs, piano, heavy hitting drums, and a bit of a classic Greek flavor to it as well. So this is Akritas, some Greek prog here on Wandering Rhythms.
Κι από κοντά με φτάνει. Και κόρτασα και το πράσινο.
Radio, or maybe you are listening online at cjsf.ca. I am Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythms, and well, you just heard a little French group called Le Roi Angus. Angus the King. And the new record there, Il Essentiel, Essential Islands, and the track Le Souffle Ému des Vieux. So yeah, some nice indie jangly rock there from France. And before that you heard some classic reggae from Jamaica, the Heptones, a track called Black on Black, also known as Be a Man, two different titles for that song. And that's about the very, very difficult days of slavery, and remembering those times, important thing. Before that, some Greek progressive rock, Akritas, and the song Look Both Horse and Green, 1972 Greek prog rock. And next on Wandering Rhythms, well, we got half an hour of music that spans the globe before we settle down in Azerbaijan in Central Asia. So I look forward to sharing that with you. But yes, a lot of different music before then. And next I'm going to play an artist from Ghana, from northern Ghana. His name is SK Kakraba Lobi. And he is a master player of a wooden instrument, like a xylophone or a balafone, but it is called the Gyil, G-Y-I-L. And he is both the maker and virtuoso performer of this instrument. It is only 14 big wooden pieces that you hit with mallets, and it's got a really buzzy sound because you put spider silk over the gourds, so it makes this resonating sound. Almost sounds like as if it's an electronic instrument. And this is a very interesting new album that he just put out, because it is the first